This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We thought it was important for the constituents of the state of Louisiana to hear directly from the governor of the state, Jeff Landry, and he agreed to join us, and we appreciate that as well. Governor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff. I appreciate you making time. I know I was supposed to be on around noon, but I'm up in Ruston right now doing another great announcement. We've got a business coming in here and investing $370 million in a microchip manufacturing plant up here. So we're up here doing that, and then we're going to be headed back down. So I appreciate your patience with us. But yeah, it's I told the folks up here, I know that my job is putting fires out, but this weekend I think might have broken the record. I can tell you that I have been extremely impressed by the work that both EPA, DEQ, the Louisiana State Police, and all the state agencies have done in being able to aid the company in putting that fire out. My appreciation is that we're each hour that goes by, we're continuing to get ourselves out of the situation we were in on Friday, and that evacuation, the area that was originally evacuated is starting to shrink, and we're hoping to be able to have the schools open tomorrow and start to open the roads as well.
Governor, I know there was a lot of sampling that's being done trying to figure out what this material actually is because of the diversity of products that were produced at Smitty's Supply. Any update there?
No, we're hoping that by this afternoon, the majority of those samples will have come in, and we appreciate the public's patience in that as well. You know, we want to make sure that we get an accurate picture of exactly what has either fallen into the water or fallen onto people's cars or not. I got to tell you, it was an interesting dynamic that happened. You know, while that fire burned its hottest and created the biggest plume, there was a rain event, which I think took a lot of the particulates out of the air. You know, but consistently since that time, EPA has had their air monitoring devices out and that they believe that there's no concern for the air quality in that area. But as soon as we get those samples back from the lab, we'll be announcing that and be able to provide more information to the public. Again, I got to tell you, Robbie Miller, the entire Tangible Parish Sheriff's Office and local government, I think, have done just an unbelievable job based upon the facts and the situation that they were dealt with.
We understand that EPA is now in control of the site. What does that mean for you guys as state actors?
Well, that really was is to a large extent, extremely helpful because, as you know, the federal government certainly has more resources than the state does. That brings more additional personnel from Region 6. Region 6 is out of the Dallas area, more expertise, and it also shores up the funding needed to be able to make sure that we're cleaning up whatever mess was caused by the fire. So I think that that's a real good thing. I know that EPA is now headed by a great friend of mine, Lee Zeldin, who has deep relationships with Steve Scalise and other members of the congressional delegation. And I am confident that, you know, through Lee's leadership and Region 6, they're going to do everything they can to get everything cleaned up in a proper way.
Final thoughts, Governor?
Look, I just appreciate the public's patience as we work through this. I mean, the good news is that the fire is no longer burning. I got to tell you, the contractors that worked on putting that out, well, all Louisiana contractors that came to the call, and I got to tell you, they did a great job, and we'll continue to put some information out. I'm hoping to go back down there this afternoon and hopefully address some additional questions, and maybe we'll have some of the answers that I think you're looking for and the public's looking for as well by that time.
Absolutely, and anytime you want to come back on, we will certainly accommodate you in order to get the word out.
Well, thank you so much, Sheriff.
Thank you, Governor. We really appreciate you joining us. That's Jeff Landry, the governor of the state of Louisiana, the latest on the Smitty Supply fire. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.